Never interrupt your enemy while he is making a mistake. Napoleon Bonaparte. Ex-Whole Foods CEO John Mackey warned Amazon that expansion into the grocery sector would be Amazon's Waterloo. Oops, it's been more a Wellington victory, and the acquisition has forced grocery retailers and suppliers to make fundamental changes to their strategies, supply chains, and service. And while not a mainstream grocery chain, brands like Trader Joe's and Sprouts Farmers Market should be wary of a coming cleanup in aisle one. Before Amazon acquired Whole Foods, we measured loyalty in what was a roster of successful natural food markets. Here's what we said. Fresh Markets were number one. Trader Joe's was number two. Sprouts, number three. And Whole Foods was number four. Out of four. So that would be last. Since our metrics always correlate with positive consumer behavior, we weren't surprised back then to see Whole Foods store traffic was down nearly 4%. Yikes! But that was before the Amazon acquisition. 6 months later, Whole Foods was tied for number two. Waterloo, you said, Mr. Mackey? Moving up the customer's loyalty list is the kind of defeat any brand would be glad to make a part of their marketing history.
What happened? Amazon has aggressively moved to turn around the Whole Foods business, cutting costs and improving sales. As soon as Amazon closed the deal last August, it made large price cuts to select Whole Foods products, including kale, salmon, avocados, and bananas. They hiked prices it charged suppliers for shelf space and end caps. They drove traffic linking Whole Foods to its Prime subscription service. Members get regular 10% discounts as well as discounts on weekly specials. And if you have an Amazon Rewards credit card, you get an additional 5% off your purchase. The bottom line? Amazon has increased traffic and sales. Same-store sales were up 3%. Currently, Whole Foods only represents around 2.5% of the U.S. grocery market, but their plunge into the $800 billion U.S. grocery industry may pose an existential threat to rivals. Taking into consideration its history of sector disruption, it's believed Amazon will use Whole Foods to siphon off competitors' loyalists. And one last comment to Mr. Mackey about Amazon's acquisition regarding Whole Foods. There is no mistake, there has been no mistake, and there shall be no mistake. At least that's what the Duke of Wellington said.